Next weekend, Rowing Central will be at Lake Barrington International Rowing Course for the Tasmanian Rowing Championships over two massive days. To tell us a bit more about it, the CEO of Rowing Tasmania is Rob Prescott, who joins me now. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you again. I do this every year, I think around about the same time. But you've got a massive weekend coming up next Saturday and Sunday. You've got over 420 rowers involved.
Yeah, look, it's very pleasing to get to the end of the culmination of the club rowing season. We have been very lucky that we've managed to complete all our events bar one regatta, and this gives the athletes the opportunity to not only race for a state title, but also to prepare themselves for nationals, which will be 2 weeks away after that.
And it's that big that you actually have to hold the heats a couple of weeks ago, so it's pretty much all finals apart from a few non-championship events.
Very much, yes. You know, we find in some of the under 17, under 21, and under 19 events, because there are a number of schools competing in them, that we need to have heats. So we do that at our last pennant regatta.
Okay, now conditions don't change too much at Lake Barrington. It's fairly well sheltered, so it's perfect for rowing most days of the year. So what time are you kicking off next Saturday and Sunday? I'd imagine having 114 events over 2 days is going to be a pretty early start.
It will be. I think we're looking at either 8 or 8.30 starts on both days. So we'll go through till about 5 o'clock on the Saturday, and we should be finished by about 4 o'clock on the Sunday. So lots of presentations can be made, and we're really looking forward to it. It's probably two of the best days of the year.
Given that last year was an Olympic year, even though it wasn't, if you know what I mean, because of the pandemic, we had Tokyo only like 6 months ago. Have you noticed an uptake in rowing, you know, because we did so well in rowing again, as we always do?
Very much, yeah. Look, we're really pleased with the way our registrations of athletes and coaches and just people generally involved in the sport, the numbers that we've been having attending our regattas have been very, very pleasing, albeit in this COVID environment. But, yeah, definitely there is a nice group of new people coming through into the sport. And dare I say, it's even some people coming back into the sport after having some time away.
Well, you've actually got some Masters events on next weekend as well, but they're not state championships as such.
Correct, yes. You know, we give the... What we try and do at our state championships is give every facet of our sport the opportunity to be there on the weekend competing in one form or another.
Okay, now with the with the National Regatta, the King's Cup is a big deal, the Men's Eights, it's a prestigious event. What are the standout events to look for next weekend in the Tasmanian Championships?
I would say every event, because that's a lot safer to say that. They're probably the ones that are going to be being a devout coward. But look, probably the events that will be, our two biggest events will be the Championship Men's Eight and the Championship Women's Eight. And if you look at the Championship Women's Eight, we've got clubs from like Buckingham Farn, Northesk, TUBC, but also Dave Tippett and Merv Tippett have got their girls' eight competing in that senior women's championship as well. So very, very young crew, but certainly Dave and Merv have them very, very well drilled, and they will make a very, very good fist of it.
If people don't know who Dave and Merv are, stalwarts of the Mersey Rowing Club, of course.
Very much. Very much stalwarts of rowing in Tasmania. Merv has suffered a little bit of ill health of late, but I saw him at the lake the weekend before last, and he's as fit as a fiddle and just full of enthusiasm well into his 80s.
Do you find that the strong clubs are traditionally strong clubs, or does it sort of wane and wax depending on where things are happening from year to year? I mean, I know some of the Hobart and Southern clubs tend to dominate, but they don't always, do they?
Anything to do with clubs is very cyclical. You know, we look at, let's say, Tas Uni Boat Club over the past 3 or 4 years. They've been a very, very strong club. They've won the state pennant, and they've had very, very large membership numbers. What we're doing is, you know, they're seeing a little bit of a bit of a redress in where they are. But if you look at, let's say, the Northwest Coast, you have the Ulverston Rowing Club, whose membership is starting to grow and grow. They've got a couple of good coaches in there now, Rebecca By, Andrew Streeter, and they've got some young kids coming through from not only the local schools, but I know they've got two kids rowing from Maris as well. You have Kentish Rowing that are based at Lake Barrington. They have a strong membership from within the Kentish community, but also, you know, the kids row for St Brendan Shore, etc. And then Mersey, with their girls group. They have a very, very strong under-19 girls group, and we're just seeing that the club is just growing. All clubs are growing, especially on the northwest coast.
So from your point of view, rowing's in a good place in Tasmania at the moment.
We're very, very fortunate. You know, we're lucky that we have we've had some very good people that have come before us that have set the organisation up with what we have at Lake Barrington. It is very much the jewel in our crown. We have school rowing as well, and you know, we managed to continue to put events on, and that puts us in a good position financially. It would also always be nice to have a few more volunteers and, dare I say, a few more people on staff, but we go with what we've got.
Terrific. So it's 8:30 both days next weekend. Is it free for spectators?
Yes, it is. Yeah. My word, it is. The only restriction is that we ask you to stop at the bottom of the hill where we have our very friendly security guards. We'll ask you to use the Check In TAS app, and because we will have in excess of 1,000 people on site, to wear a mask. We'll have plenty of food there. We'll have the girls serving cafe-quality coffee up there, and it will be a very, very good weekend.
Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. Good luck with it all, Rob, and thank you for your time this morning.
All the best, Martin, and thanks for your support.